Of the Iowa companies who pull in the most work from the Department of Defense, Rockwell Collins dominates more than half of the state's defense industry. In years past, their contracts with the U.S. government have raked in more than $1 billion every year. But those numbers are declining. So the largest employer in Cedar Rapids has found another market, the militaries of other countries. Colin Mahoney is in charge of Rockwell's international sales. In 2011, Rockwell won a contract to provide avionics equipment for Brazil's Air Force. We're standing in front of a simulated flight deck they'll install for Brazilian military transport jets, the KC-390.
Refueling environment, you'd be able to see what's going on behind as the airplane's coming up behind. As you can see by just the size of this glass, this is the biggest glass in the industry. And from a piloting perspective, that allows maximization of situational awareness.
Mahoney says Brazil is a strategic market and one Rockwell hopes to grow with over time.
There was strong competition to go win the KC-390 position, because when the OEM decides on a partner, you become married for a long time.
During a recent year-end earnings call, Rockwell's leadership listed international sales as one of the main ways they're making up for a nearly $200 million decline in sales of government systems.
And that's trending very rapidly. So, for example, this year, 36% of what we did is directly sold to the international markets.
In 2 years, Mahoney says international sales will account for 40% of Rockwell's revenue. That's a big difference when your total sales are over $4.6 billion a year. But Rockwell isn't alone in seeking new markets to anticipate more defense cuts. Cobham PLC operates a facility in Davenport building oxygen systems for military hospitals. Spokesperson Greg Cares says they're finding a market in home oxygen use.
It typically are large canisters that can be bulky, it can be heavy, it can be not the safest. So we have devices that will generate oxygen by taking in air and purifying it.
After closing a plant in Florida earlier this year, Cobham moved some remaining employees and production lines to the Davenport plant. Cares says the money they're getting from the military hasn't gone down yet, but the way defense spending has been cut through sequestration makes it difficult to plan.
There's very few levers we can pull on how we can reduce our costs by streamlining the operation. I'm not going to speculate whether we will or we will not be making further operational streamlines in the future.
And with a second round of spending cuts expected in January, the Aerospace Industries Association, which represents defense companies including Cobham and Rockwell, has been lobbying Congress to reverse the sequester. Kerr says Cobham supports the association's efforts.
We all understand that defense spending likely is going to come down and maybe needs to come down, but this is what members of Congress are saying. This is what even I think the Pentagon leadership is saying, which is, can we please have some guidance that we can make some decisions that reflect our needs and take money where it can be taken and put money where it needs to be put.
But as Congress inches closer to their January deadline, a second round of sequestration seems more and more likely. In Cedar Rapids, I'm Duri Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.